This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
On the Western Hotline is, speaking of contract extensions, is Jason Zucker of the Buffalo Sabres, who recently signed an extension. Jason, it's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
First off, congratulations on the extension. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, you come here on a one-year deal, and Sabres fans probably know you from around the league and wonder what it's going to go like, how it's going to go. You know, your impressions coming in when you signed here, I guess what was it that brought you to it and you liked it enough to stay for a couple more years?
Yeah, I think, you know, you go through phases of your career, of course, but I think for me, it was exciting to, you know, I didn't know where I was going to slot it in the lineup. I didn't know any of that, but seeing the young talent that was on this team was very enticing. You know, the top nine, everybody that they had throughout that top nine, getting Ryan McLeod, you know, from Tomer to Tucky and all the way down. I mean, there's a ton of talent. So I knew I was going to be playing with some great players. And, you know, that was a big piece. You know, I think it's been a fun challenge for me, you know, being the old guy and trying to help in that realm. But it's been a lot of fun on the ice.
Has the season gone for you personally how you would have hoped? The numbers are certainly there. I know team-wise you wouldn't say yes, but at least offensively it feels like you're putting up numbers that you would have even a few years ago.
Yeah, you know, individual success is always nice, but it you know, truthfully, would be nowhere without my line mates and the guys that have been, you know, pushing me forward. And it's been fun to play with everybody. I mean, obviously, again, individual success is always nice, but you know, we didn't hit the goals that we wanted as far as the team, and that's been disappointing. But I do think, you know, I've said this a few times now, you know, I do think that we've made strides as a team and as an organization. I think obviously there's still you know, a long way to go, and we'll address that this offseason and you know, try to get back after it. But you know, I think there were definitely some strides taken for sure.
To that point, Jason, I feel like, you know, Sabres fans would acknowledge, and I think anybody would acknowledge, this organization has right now what might feel like baggage to carry because of a drought, because of what's happened long before you got here. When you mm-hmm. come into a room that has that, maybe sometimes with some of the players, as a fresh voice, a fresh face, you feel like, and especially as a veteran such as you are, like, do you feel like you can be someone that helps shed that for the guys that might be carrying it?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's always tough, right? And we absolutely understand the fan base, the frustration, you know, wanting to be in the playoffs. You know, we want it more than anybody else in the city does. And so it's frustrating when you go through these times, when you go through a 13-game losing streak and you can't figure it out. But, you know, it is always nice to have a fresh voice. It's always nice to, you know, to change up the room a little bit. It's a tough part of the business because you never want to lose your friends and your teammates and that. And, you know, I heard nothing but amazing things about Okposo and Gergensen's and Skinner and that kind of leadership group that they had before. You know, but sometimes it's just the way it works. You need to try something new. And that's not a knock on those guys. It's just the way the room works. That's why coaches get fired. That's why players get traded. Things obviously aren't working. But, you know, ultimately there's only one team happy at the end of the year. And, you know, everyone else is trying to fix their team and you know, grow and get better and be ready for the following year.
So you spoke on, like, kind of the young talent that kind of drew you here. So you've obviously seen enough from that to stick around for two more years. What would you say then is the thing that the group together needs to do to kind of realize that potential then from the talent? And you see some of what the highlights of what the team can do, 8-2 out of the Four Nations break against the Rangers, to then put that together for a full season.
Yeah, I mean, those games are pretty unrealistic to think that you're going to pull off more than, you know, you get one of those a year, maybe two, where you're going to put up eight on somebody. Every team is so good now, it's nearly impossible to do that on a normal basis. But regardless, you know, for me, I think it's learning how to win, and learning how to win is just all the little things of knowing when you can go try a play, you know, through the middle, you know, knowing who you're on the ice against, if that's a smart idea or not. You know, the turnovers, the little plays that give the other team a little bit of life. I think we've done that too much this year. You know, when you look at our, you know, the 4-0 game versus Colorado, you know, both games against Colorado, you know, you look at some of the games that we've blown leads, was, you know, a lot of it was handing the other team chances and giving them a little bit of life and making it tougher on ourselves. You know, so I think we're, you know, that's one of the biggest learning curves for us, is just learning how to win in those aspects of the game. It's not, you know, it's not the skill anymore. We had the skill. We know how to use it. It's just a matter of learning all the rest of the aspects of the game to help us win games.
On a micro level, do you feel like that? How'd that go last night? Your first night back in the lineup, and they just put you right out there against the McDavid line a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's always fun, just chasing him around the ice. You know, chasing a 9-7 around, but he's obviously a special talent. It's impossible to stop him. You're just going to try to maintain him as much as you can, you know, try to push him to the outside. I thought we did a pretty good job of that. He's going to get his chances. Dreisaitl's going to get his chances, especially on that power play. It's lethal, but I thought our penalty kill was incredible. I thought Upi was our best player all night. You know, and then obviously Tomer and Norris had a great night between the two of them, and it was nice to get those goals and get that win. So for us, it was a good step, and we're going to try to use this last 20 games to kind of build and feel good going into summer. And then, you know, we're going to regroup and get back after it.
That game also, McLeod, who's been, I looked up by a slight margin, your most common line mate on the season. What makes him so good defensively? Because I think some have been pleasantly surprised by his offensive game this year, but when he was brought here, it was a lot about his defensive ability, and there are not many that can skate with McDavid in the league, but it felt like there were a lot of shifts last night where he could keep with him the whole way.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice that, so first of all, Clouder is an unbelievable player. He's so fast. His skating is unlike anyone else that I've seen. He just flies. He just floats around on the ice. It's pretty incredible to watch. So I think that's a huge attribute for him. I think he's a smart player, and I think he's got the skill set to be able to play that offensive game too. But as far as the defense goes, it's really tough to get offense against someone that skates that well. You know, that's why you look at some of our D-core, it's with how well they skate. You know, they're able to play a little bit more offense and play the game a little bit differently because they can get back so well. But as far as Clouder, I think on, you know, last night it was impressive watching him. I'm sure that there's a certain aspect of playing with McDavid the last few years. He knows some of his tendencies and things of that sort, but, you know, he did a heck of a job and Tucky and I were just trying to make sure we did our part of that line and shut him down as best we could.
Jason Zucker with us on the Western Hotline. One of the deficiencies that has kind of sinked the team at times this year has been the power play, Jason. And you've got 9 goals on the power play this year, but for the whole group overall, what do you think the right answer or angle is to improving that? And I wonder even just what Josh Norris maybe could do for that, because he scored a lot of power play goals in Ottawa. And I don't know, like, this could change, but in a very generic sense, it feels like having him on a one-timer opposite of Tage could only help.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not going to hurt. You know, I think for us, and a lot of teams really that struggle in the power play, power plays typically for your best players you feel like are time to make plays. When realistically, I think a lot of the best power plays have a simplicity factor to them. I think when you look at the Tampa Bays of the world, when you look at Colorado, they're shooting a lot of pucks. They're moving to get somebody open to shoot a puck. It's not trying to make seam passes, you know, every single play, every time you touch the puck. It doesn't need to look fancy and end up on SportsCenter. You have an extra guy, you need to just, you know, create little two-on-ones, pull guys out of their positions on the PK and you know, try to attack. It makes it really tough when we're shooting pucks. And I think early in the year, we had a ton of success just shooting pucks, getting rebounds and making plays from there. Because once the penalty kill gets broken down, you have a heck of a lot better of a chance of scoring. You know, and I think we found success in and out, you know, up and down throughout the year, but it hasn't been consistent enough. And it's something that we definitely need to address. But my personal opinion is it's a lot about just keeping it simple and getting pucks to the net, using that extra advantage and just crashing the net and you know, get some of the dirty goals around the crease.
Jason Zucker on the Western Hotline. He just signed a 2-year extension with the Sabres after this year. It's gone pretty well for him. You know, Jason, I was looking at just, you know, your rundown of where you've been. A lot of time in Pittsburgh and then a couple of years on the move. Was that part of what was important for you to stay put? To finally, you know, relax, stop moving a little bit because you had a little bit of a tumultuous year or two?
Yeah, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes. It's a little bit frustrating when you're bouncing around, but you know, ultimately, you know, it wasn't a great fit for me in Arizona, and they wanted to move on. And you know, and then going to Nashville is, you know, it was nice to get back in the playoffs there and have a chance to just play some playoff hockey. But it was definitely a factor for me. But I think it was probably one of the smaller factors, to be honest. For me, I'm not going to make a decision just because I don't want to bounce around. I'm going to make one based on, you know, almost, you know, more of the facts of the situation. I think for me, I think it's been a good fit on the ice and off the ice. You know, the guys in the room have been great and welcomed me and you know, been great teammates and friends for me. I think the coaching staff is doing a great job. So I think when you look at the entire aspect of the organization, it's something that I felt that I wanted to be a part of for the next few years.
How much of that is the comfort with the organization and two, then also the area, the first time living here?
Yeah, for sure. It's honest. It's treated me very well. You know, I've been fortunate. Everyone here in Buffalo has welcomed me and, been extremely friendly, extremely helpful. You can just see how hungry this fan base is for a playoff team. So, it's exciting to have that. And, I don't blame them one bit for being frustrated with the season we're having, but also the last few years and that aspect. So we're gonna do everything we can to get back to the playoffs and make this fan base proud to come watch us play.
And finally, Jason, before we let you go, every time we have a hockey guest I want to ask, are you taking in what Ovechkin is doing? Are you tracking it night to night? We asked Lindy about him, in your experience playing against him, just like what is happening and this record that it would seem inevitably is going to fall as he becomes the all-time goal scorer in the league.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to watch. For me, early in my career, obviously him and Sid were on another level, and it was fun watching them and playing against them, or not fun to play against them, but it was a good experience to play against them, I'll say. I think every game in Minnesota, Ovechkin had a hat trick. In all three of them were from his spot. It was just inevitable. We used to give Devin Dubnyk a ton of support because it was just like he... literally every game was just three one-timers bar down. There was nothing he could do about it. And he's just that good. So I have been following it. It's been really fun to see. And I think for all of us, we're lucky to say that we've played against him and in the same league as him. And at the time when he's breaking a record is pretty special. So it's definitely been a fun experience to see it. Not when he's scoring against you every night, but it's a special thing for sure.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.